Good afternoon. Clouds continue to thicken across interior New York and New England, and temperatures are struggling with the lack of sunshine. Most everyone should be in the upper 30s to around 40 for afternoon highs, with some mid-30s across the higher terrain. A weak disturbance is approaching from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. Doesn't have a lot of moisture with it. Still, by the middle and latter portion of the afternoon and certainly into the evening hours, we run the risk at a few light and spotty snow showers. And across the higher terrain in the Catskills, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, and the Berkshires, we may get a light dusting of snow, which could impact the evening commute in just a few spots. As we get into the night tonight, that disturbance will pass by and any snow showers will come to an end. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy and lows will drop back into the 20s. We'll start off Saturday with a little bit of sunshine, although the next disturbance, a stronger one, will approach from the south and west. Clouds will quickly increase, although I think it will remain dry throughout the day, with the exception being the southern Catskills and off into the southern tier of New York, where showers will develop before the sun goes down. High temperatures will manage to get up toward 40 once again. A warm front will pass by on Saturday night. Temperatures will hold in the upper 30s to around 40 as steadier rain passes through. In northernmost New York and the higher terrain in central and northern Vermont, we will see a period of snow or freezing rain at the onset, but even these locations will go over to rain before Sunday morning. We'll start off with rain across the area on Sunday morning, but by about lunchtime, it'll move through the region and pass to the east by the end of the afternoon. High temperatures will continue to warm up to near 50 for the second half of the weekend. Just a few rain and snow showers as cooler air starts to move in on Monday, leaving us in the 30s through the middle of next week with a return to sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wet, active pattern is expected to continue through the weekend for the western United States, particularly in California, and also areas downstream across the Rockies. A vigorous upper-level low is bringing heavy rainfall with embedded thunderstorms across California, along with heavy snow over the higher terrain of the Sierra Nevada. This will continue going through today, and precipitation will increase across the Great Basin and also the Central Rockies. As the system exits, there will already be a new storm system arriving across the Pacific Northwest, which will bring another round of heavier precipitation to especially southwest Oregon and northern California tonight and tomorrow. A new round of heavy snow is also expected over the Sierra and also portions of the Cascades. In fact, multi-day snowfall totals through Saturday are expected to be in excess of 2 feet locally. Also, because of the heavy rain, there's concerns for some flash flooding in California and especially around the burn scar areas. Meanwhile, a stationary front will be draped across the Ohio Valley into the lower Mississippi Valley. This will become an increasing focus for showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. At the same time, deep southerly flow ahead of a cold front will send copious amounts of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico northward and set the stage for heavy rain and severe weather across portions of the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley late Friday and into early Saturday. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for these areas. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with a few showers in the lower 40s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low 27. The record high 67 set in 1933, and the record low 10 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, some sun followed by increasing clouds and the chance of a late day shower today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight in the upper 20s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam. Also for the Southern Adirondacks. Cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers or some freezing drizzle tonight. Lows in the mid-20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, some sunshine followed by increasing clouds and the chance of a late-day snow shower today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some sunshine followed by increasing clouds and the chance of a late-day snow shower today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with late-day rain showers and highs near 40. Rain Saturday night and Sunday morning, tapering off to scattered showers with breaks of sunshine Sunday afternoon, highs near 50. Breezy and cooler, a few rain and snow showers Monday, temperatures falling through the 40s. Mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, lower 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-30s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.